The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill. It's Sunday the 9th of December. Andy Holding taking a look at another star-studded card over in Ireland for you. It's Punchestown today and we've got several really attractive races for you here to get your teeth stuck into. One or two decent betting races as well. Of course, the John Durkin is the highlight of the afternoon. That comes up later in the programme. But we begin with the 12:20, in which we've got a small but select field going to post for the set 2 mile novices hurdle. And the one that catches the eye here is Baliniti from the red hot Joseph O'Brien stable. This horse made a pleasing start to his a hurdling career when winning at Gowran in the first time tongue tie the other day. Now, the race wasn't particularly run at a strong gallop, but this was, I thought, did really well given that it was run at such a pedestrian kind of pace. And that all goes well for the future. He certainly wasn't knocked about in the latter stages to victory. Mark Walsh was certainly looking after him. He was cajoling him along. Certainly not looking to give him a particularly hard race, as he is a nice prospect going forward. Of course, he was third behind Blackbow last season in a very hot race at Leopardstown in a bumper over the Christmas period. So he's obviously got plenty of quality and I think he'll make up into quite a nice horse going forward. But Baliniti, definitely the one with the most improvement, and he's the one to be with there in the opener. On to the second race on the card then, the 12:55. Gets a little bit more competitive here, certainly numerically. Whether that'll pan out in the race itself is obviously up to question, because we've got a short prize favourite here in the shape of Tornado Flyer. Of course, as was one of the best bumpers seen last season, finishing third behind Regulated Stable Companion at Cheltenham before lowering the colours of probably the best around at the Punchestown Festival in April. Now, obviously, he's very much a horse who's going to be expected to take high rank this season. This looks a good starting point for him. Good to soft ground, right-handed track. He's won at the course. It's just all a matter of whether he jumps or not, really. And Willie Mullins' horse is usually, to all intents and purposes, are very well schooled first time out. He's sure to be better for the run, but we can say that about quite a few of these. I think Schooled by Hours is probably the each-way alternative, as the market suggests. He was a good second on his seasonal reappearance at Nace behind Borderline Chatho, and that was a very strongly run race. So certainly time-wise, he's certainly got a chance here with a run under his belt. And to be honest, he's caught the eye a couple of times. He probably would have won on his only start or his final start last season when he tipped up halfway down the back when cantering. Noel Mead's also in great form. He's very much a chase in the making, and Schoolboy Hours, he's probably the way I'd go in this race. I'd probably back him each way. He looks a solid bet to nothing there in at the 12:55. On to the 1:25 then, a really competitive wide open handicap here. Loads of horses coming in good form with bits and pieces of form line that you could fancy. But I do think there's one that's massively overpriced. Available back at top price 33-1, even 40-1 in a place this morning. Not quite really what sure the bookmakers are thinking, sticking in that kind of price about Edward Cawley's Fruits of Glory, who finished a very creditable and eye-catching third behind his stable companion Nobody Home at Fairy House last weekend. And it was noticeable that that race was run at a very strong pace. Indeed, the front runner never looked like being caught. He set off in front, and one or two jockeys in behind really just got caught with their trousers down. I'm not saying Mark Enright was at fault on his horse, because obviously Flute to Glory is a difficult ride. He has to be held about the back and covered up as late as possible. His win-to-run ratio is pretty poor, but he covered the last circuit at Fairy House of the day in a very fast time, and his actual hurdle form going right-handed is pretty good. He's been a bit iffy in between times over fences, but if you strip it down, he's got a much better chance in this, to my eyes anyway, much weaker race than his odds suggest. I'm certainly not suggesting he's going to win, but it wouldn't surprise me if he picked up a large majority of the pie. And even if you backed him each way at the fancy odds this morning, 25, like I say, 33, 40s in places, I think you'll get a fair shout from Flutes of Glory. I think some firms have actually gone five places. So here's my idea of the best value in the race there in the 1:25. On to the 2 o'clock then. We've got a decent contest on our hands here with, of course, five going to post for the John Durkin Memorial Grade 1 contest. Now, Min's a horse I've always had a massive amount of time for. He's been knocking at the door in lots of big races throughout his career. Of course, a gallant second to Politologue in the Grade 1 over 2.5 miles at Aintree. That proved conclusively that he does get the trip. But whether he gets it as well as he does at 2 miles, you know, that he's optimum distance, he's very much open to question. And given that this is his first run of the season and he's likely to be perhaps not as sharp as one or two others, I do think he's vulnerable anyway to one or two that have had the run. And I like Shattered Love's performance first time out in that Grade 2 at Down Royal, and on her reappearance behind Snow Falcon, of course, was race fit through lots of runs throughout the summer jumping period. And the fact that she still managed to finish 5 lengths in front of Monolay Peregrine Run, I think that was an excellent return by Shattered Love. And what we've got to weigh up and bear in mind as well, that she's got a really good record in these kind of events going right-handed. She loves soft ground, so any rain that they get over, or rain they've had over in Ireland, will certainly suit her. And I think 3 to 130 this morning is certainly a value bet. Obviously, Barker de Flow's got to have his fans as well, and he's going to be all the better for the run in that race at Down Royal as well also. So a cracking and interesting renewal very much on our hands here, but at the prices, I'd prefer Shattered Love. On to the 2:30. Again, we've got a very, very competitive fare in front of us here in this beginner's chase. But to all intents and purposes, this is a really golden opportunity to get a Bird's Chase career off to an absolute flyer, because it could have been a lot more deeper than he might have anticipated. Well, perhaps Willie Mullins did when he was given the original entry, because, to be honest, there's only really two or three that are in anywhere near his class, and one of them has been a bit disappointing. That was Machuca. I suppose the danger therefore could come from Minister of Sport, who was very much an improver last season over hurdles. But I mean, when you strip it down, Get a Bird really is different class to these. The wheels just totally came off of him, unfortunately, after he won at Fairy House in April. He was disappointed at Cheltenham, and he was also below par Punchestown on his last two starts in Grade 1. So his career has got to be resurrected, but Willie Mullins will certainly have worked on every single department that's leaving a little bit of a grey area. And hopefully, with a good round of jumping today, we should see Get a Bird make a hopefully sparkling return to action, and it'll be his first win over fences. On to the handicap chase in the 3:05. A little bit of an unoriginal selection here, but Seema Layock is my choice in this particular race. A very consistent horse who comes here off the back of several decent wins and placed efforts, including last time out at Punchestown, when he should have won, really, to be honest. He got hampered at a very, very crucial stage. He pecked three out, and he just got done on the running by Gunfire Reef, who stalked him into the home straight. But it was an excellent effort. They were miles clear of the rest. His time figures are very good. He's very consistent. And because of that, I just think he's going to be very, very difficult to shake out the frame here today. So if you get a nice each-way price about Seema Layock, I don't think you'll go too far wrong in that 3:05. On to the final race then, which should turn out to be a pretty intriguing bumper. Obviously, we've got a very strongly fancied horse from the Gordon Elliott stable, Sonata Plessis, who was third on debut when we last saw it back in April beyond Commander of Fleet. But I must admit, I am quite taken by Sonotis's form, and at the prices, around about 4 to 1, 9 to 2 this morning. I think Noel Meade's charge is a really good each way bet to nothing. Yes, he was beaten 19 lengths on his seasonal reappearance, but that was behind Column of Fire, who ties in quite nicely with the favourite. And that Shoe Tom, who finished second in that particular race, went on to finish second in a listed race next time out. So the form is excellent. The time figure is very good. And given that Noel Meade's charge was well fancied and probably needed a run that day, it's hard to see this horse with a run under its belt not finishing in the first three. So Sinotis is the each-way choice there in the final race. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can catch me again in midweek, when we're going to be taking a look at all the action on the flat at Dundalk as per usual. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.